You might believe now that piano legs are routinely seen bared and the barouche is seldom on the streets, your time for looking fashionable in a poke bonnet was over. But absolutely not, say the members of a Victorian society at NUIG. In fact, a new gust of Victoriophilia is buffeting college campuses. Anna Gasparini, a researcher of Penny Bloods, the graphic novels of the 19th century, set up the society to allow like-minded retro Easters to gather for afternoon tea and a round of parlour games. Regan Hutchins joined Anna and members of the Victorian Society to learn about steampunk, the lurid Penny Blood periodicals, and to discover there's more to parlour games than charades and blind man's buff. Ha ha ha, ha ha ha.
You're never fully dressed without a smile.
Dumb crambo.
Hot boiled beans.
Grandmother's trunk.
Taboo.
The name game.
The laughing game.
Ha ha
ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha ha
ha. And this means that you're the winner?
I'm out.
The person who is going to be the winner is the one who's the last man standing, basically. The one who did all the ha's without laughing, without cracking.
It is more a game to see who will lose first, rather than to win and be the person who cannot laugh.
They were fun-loving people. They knew how to entertain themselves of an evening.
It is interesting to see that all the games are still played today, but by children. So to imagine the blind man's buff being played by a couple of adults dressed up in a waistcoat and pretty dresses running around the room, it is just hilarious. So I think it adds something to the charm of the Victorian era from our perspective.
Do you dress up?
Yeah, naturally a bit sometimes. Well, I love the fashion of the Victorian era, so.
And how do you kind of modernize it? What do you do to make it modern?
Well, steampunk in a way has always been, like the steampunk way of dressing has always been a bit more modern than the general Victorian era, because you get a lot of women in trousers and goggles and lots of stuff that looks like that and kind of makes a more modern impression. All the industrialization and everything that's actually within the Victorian era is already very progressive and very modern in that sense.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Axel Bolt on the drums.
To people who maybe need a graphic illustration of steampunk, how would you describe it?
Lace and clockwork.
Lace and clockwork.
Yeah. It is the combination of precious materials and shapes belonging to the Victorian fashion, so the frock, the tailcoat, the top hat, combined with a whole idea of mechanics. It's basically as if Dorian Gray crashed into a factory of where they make watches.
Jonathan, what do you have?
I'm a collector of pocket watches, really. I was fascinated by them. It's like a clockwork pocket watch, like an olden style in the Victorian eras. You see the gentlemen and they have the pocket watches attached as like an accessory to their suits.
And your earrings, Anna, which we're looking at here, these are a wheel with a stone set in them.
The wheel is the steampunk element, the Victorian mechanics. And the little stone in it is the girly detail, let's say.
And you have a rather fetching top hat. Do you want to show that to me? And let's see the label on the inside. 100% polyester. Right. Anna, you are doing a PhD, so for you it's also quite serious. And you are doing your PhD on what you call Penny Bloods. Now, I've heard of Penny Dreadfuls, but can you tell me what a Penny Blood is?
Basically, the whole genre is known as Penny Dreadfuls. Between 1830s and 60s, we can talk about Penny Bloods. In the first part of the century, actually, they were much more violent, gory. The illustrations were crude woodcuts with lots of blood in it.
Tell me what sort of themes we find in the Penny Bloods.
Homicides, first of all. Then betrayal, changeling. Women deprived of their virtue most of the times, but definitely of a better destiny. Princess or prince from the gypsies. We find vampires and monsters and baronets, nobles who have to fight in dire conditions to achieve, I don't know, the heart of their beloved.
So this is Varney the Vampire.
Yes, you can see Varney the vampire, who is biting the neck of beautiful Flora Bannerworth, who's swooning in her nightgown over her bed. You can see the teeth sinking into Flora's neck and the nails. And actually, the vampire looks a monster, a wolf. It's terrible.
What do you think we can learn from Victorians today?
I think we can most definitely learn not to stand still. But that there's always possibility to improve yourself and the world around you and to look forward and achieve your goals.
I think it's admirable their natural curiosity for everything and the way they just try to develop more and new things. And there's so many inventions that we have to be thankful for towards them, and it's their inventions, it's their curiosity that made stuff like photography or even radio possible today.
Regan Hutchins was talking to members of NUIG's Victorian Society, and you can see them on parade at the Victorian Fun Fair on Tuesday, February 11th, which is all part of NUIG's Muskolt Arts Festival, a week-long celebration of theatre, art and laughter. Muskolt.nuigalway.ie for all the information.